Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
Wow, have times ever changed in selling? I've been selling for about 20 years now, and I remember my very first sales training program. We were taught that the first step in all selling situations was to build rapport with clients. And I'm sure you've been through this as well. We learned how to build personal rapport, how to start a meeting, how to get people to know you, like you, and trust you. And we all were taught that whether it was done on the phone or done on the face-to-face meeting, you had to build rapport. Well, today, the tables have turned. It's not so much about your team building rapport with your customers. Instead, it's about your customers building rapport with your sales team. Your customers are looking for solutions. They're out there on the web, researching. They're networking and finding companies to do business with that they can trust. And in doing so, they build rapport with you before you even have a chance to interact. The question that goes through their mind before you make a phone call to them or before they agree to meet with you is this company worth my time? Do I sense that I like them? Is there something about them that makes me believe that they can help me solve my problem? And when they do that, they're making a determination about you before you have a chance to even interact with them. Now, I know you might be thinking, wow, that's not very fair. How do I have a chance to even interact with them if they make a preconceived notion about me? Well, yeah, that's what's making sales all that more difficult. In fact, you might even say that your customers are qualifying you before you have a chance to even qualify them. Wow, haven't times changed? As a sales leader, you need to make sure that the reputation of your sales people, your sales team, and your company is such that even without a conversation, your clients feel like they're building rapport with you so that they set the stage. And when a phone call comes in from one of your team members, the client says, yeah, I feel comfortable with those guys. I'd like to learn more. I've read about them on the internet, and I've seen how they can help others. You need to make sure that your team is set up for success by ensuring that the company that they're trying to sell to has an opportunity to build rapport with them even when you don't know they're doing it.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.